I'd be very concerned about it and fully against the whole notion of Irish Water taking in charge the responsibility for billing customers who are currently working and getting their service in Donegal County Council. And in essence, what it means is that business owners, farmers, hoteliers, people that will be involved in the fishing industry, indeed GAA clubs and sporting organisations such as soccer clubs, who would have a bill, a standing bill to pay per year with Donegal County Council, that bill will now be issued by Irish Water. And given the shambolic nature of Irish Water and the way that it was set up, people in this county and indeed in the whole nation are opposed to the whole essence of Irish Water, and for the government to move ahead and to allow Irish Water to take over control of a service that was being adequately provided by Donegal County Council, I think is silly in the extreme, particularly when we look at the different commissions that have been set up with in regards to Irish Water and its future, the uncertainty that exists, will Irish Water be there into 2017 or not? And I would have thought that the service that Donegal County Council were providing to the bill payers of this county was more than adequate and should have been left with them, because it did show an amount of discretion, and businesses that may have found themselves upon hard times or leaner times were always accommodated with Donegal County Council, and if they would pay what they could pay, and when business picked up, they could pay the rest. That discretion will not be there with Irish Water. They will send out a bill, and if that bill is not paid, unfortunately, Irish Water's motto is that they will reduce or cease pressure coming to that business. So I'd be very fearful for the future of many businesses in Donegal in regards to water services, and I feel, as many of the businesses in recent days have alluded to myself, that this is an absolute detrimental and retrograde step taken by the government in regards to Irish Water.
And Irish Water said that there will be no disruption, but you do believe that businesses will be impacted by this?
Well, there will be no disruption by way of the service will continue to be, but once Irish Water then issue their first bills to the bill payers or to their customers, the business customers, I must stress, within Donegal, if the bill isn't paid within a certain time frame, Irish Water will take action, and the action that they have proven that they will take is that they will reduce the pressure. I've spoken to the Director of Service within Donegal County Council, and he has said that this was within the initial agreement that was drawn up within government and Irish Water, and I believe that the government should take the high moral ground now, and they should say, no, we are ceasing this, given the uncertain future that Irish Water has, given the lack of trust and belief which the people of this nation have in Irish Water. And we are going to leave it with the council, the people who have been providing the service adequately, I would add, and very well for the last number of years, and who have been engaging actively with the business people and with their customers, something that Irish Water have proven that they will not do, cannot do, and I don't believe they will do into the future.